This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. It's Retzelzeit, or if you're feeling a little less German, that means it's time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey, good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Did you know there was a word in German that meant it's time for puzzling?
You know, not exactly, no. And I love how German is always combining things into new words.
It's very cool. Okay, refresh our memories. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Louis Sargent of Portland, Oregon. I said, name a well-known American company, insert a W somewhere inside the name, and you'll get two consecutive titles of popular TV shows of the past. What are they? Well, the company is Westinghouse, and if you insert a W after the T, you get West Wing and House.
Great. So, more than 680 of you figured it out, and our randomly selected winner this week is John Roden from New York City. He joins us on the line now. Hey, John, congratulations.
Thanks, Rachel.
So, did this come pretty quickly for you? How'd you figure it out?
I sort of attacked it from the TV show side of things, so I started thinking of shows with W, and I thought if I tried to get Hee Haw to work for a while.
Oh, Hee Haw, a classic.
And then I thought of Wings, and then pretty quickly got to West Wing, and then Westing popped into my head, and it was all done.
Perfect. So what do you do in New York?
I work for the National Audubon Society, working on birds.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I have been playing it, I think, for the better part of 20 years, actually, back to the postcard days.
That is a long time, John.
Yes, I know.
So you're excited?
I'm very excited. I'm thrilled that it's finally happened for me.
It's your big moment. Speaking of big moments, do you have a question for Will Shortz?
Actually, I was wondering if Will had an all-time favorite crossword puzzle clue and answer.
Well, often my favorite is something that I wrote within the last week. I don't know. A clue I wrote a week ago that I liked, the clue was high beams. And the answer was rafters.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah. I think my all-time favorite goes back to the 90s. The clue is it turns into a different story. And the answer was spiral staircase.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right, John, you ready to do this?
I am ready.
Okay, well, let's play.
All right, John and Rachel, with spring in the air, I've brought a flower puzzle. Every answer is the name of a flower, which I'd like you to identify from their anagrams. For example, if I said Rishi, R-I-S-H-I, minus H, you would say iris.
Ah, okay, you got it, John?
I think so.
All right, let's give it a go.
Number one is store, S-T-O-R-E, minus
How about rose?
Oh, you didn't
fast.
Even need the minus. Number two is Philly, F-I-L-L-Y, minus F.
Lily.
That is it. Openly, minus L.
Peony.
That's it. Snappy, S-N-A-P-P-Y, minus one of the P's.
Pansy.
That's it. Dismay, D-I-S-M-A-Y, minus M.
Daisy.
That's it. Pulpit, P-U-L-P-I-T, minus one of the P's.
Tulip.
Uh-huh. Streak, S-T-R-E-A-K, minus K.
Aster.
That's it. Outlive, O-U-T-L-I-V-E, minus U.
Violet.
Uh-huh. Measuring, M-E-A-S-U-R-I-N-G, minus S.
You're getting harder.
Is it geranium?
Geranium! Oh, I'm impressed.
Good job, John.
Bargained, B-A-R-G-A-I-N-E-D, minus B, as in boy.
Let's see. I'm thinking garbanzo. It's clearly not that.
You know, garbanzo flower. Try the it does start with a G though.
Oh, it does.
In fact, it starts G-A.
We've exhausted my flower.
Gardenia.
Oh, gardenia.
Good.
Good.
How about contrarian? C-O-N. T-R-A-R-I-A-N, minus R.
Minus R.
And this is a flower you might wear.
Oh, carnation.
Carnation, is it? And here's your last one. It's underflows, UNDERFLOWS, minus D as in dog.
Minus D. Sunflower.
Sunflower
is it. Congratulations.
John,
I'm impressed.
That was excellent. All that practice, those years and years of entering the puzzle have paid off, clearly.
Thank you. I think so.
So for playing the puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition, lapel pin, and puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, John, where do you hear us? What's your public radio station?
That would be WNYC.
WNYC in New York City. John Roden of New York, thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week, John.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yeah, it's not too hard, I think. Name certain trees. Also name something that trees have. Rearrange all the letters to get the brand name of a product you might buy at a grocery or a drugstore. What is it? So again, certain trees, also something that trees have. Rearrange all the letters to get the brand name of a product you might buy at a grocery or a drugstore. What is it?
You know what to do. When you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for those entries is Thursday, April 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.